Hello, everyone, and welcome to another CineQuest video podcast review. Today, we're going to be talking about a movie that we just saw today. Just spur of the moment, I happened to catch a bit of it on a Instagram reel. It's a movie called Night Angel from 1990. All right, here we are, CineQuest video. Bryce, you're back again to talk about another movie that we saw on the same day. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about Madam Web.
Oh yeah.
And now we're talking about Night Angel.
Mm-hmm. Night Angel, Night Angel, won't you be mine?
I sent Bryce a clip or reel that I saw on Instagram about this movie, and it had the trippiest shit we had seen in a long time. So much so that I thought it was initially the movie Society. Mm-hmm, had a lot of body horror type of elements to it, and it kind of piqued my interest. You know,
I never heard of this movie.
Me either. This is not a movie I had ever heard of before. But this movie came out in 1990, but initially it was made in 1988, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Which you can definitely tell with the fashion in this movie.
Yeah, this movie does have an 80s feel to it. And it does seem like, I guess, the tail end of the 80s. Because whenever we were watching it and it said it was 1990, I mean, it seems like it could be kind of on that cusp, you know? But this movie is basically a horror movie. Following Lilith, the first woman that was created with Adam, and they weren't compatible because she was a very strong woman, almost dominating Adam. In fact, she wanted to be on top, and that is a big no-no.
Well, the lady in the movie lets her. One man was not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
She had to control the demons. She had that big demon dong, bro. Yeah.
The premise of this movie is that an evil spirit assumes the disguise of a beautiful young woman so it can seduce and kill men. That is Lilith. Mm-hmm. There are many different types of perspectives on the lore of Lilith. And from my understanding, again, she was the first woman created with Adam. Eve was the second one because Eve was more... she would submit to Adam. She was kind of like beneath him. Lilith and Adam were kind of on an even keel, and that didn't mesh well with Adam and his cuck ways. Now,
is that considered like apocryphal, or like how does like
it's not like biblical canon. Lilith is not mentioned, from my understanding, in any sort of biblical canon. That is like apocryphal writings.
Eve was made from the rib, right? And so was Lilith just, how was she made? Or what was
I believe, I again, I'm going off top of my head. I don't recall precisely, but I believe she was made out of the same... substance that Adam was. So, like, she wasn't made from a part of him. She was kind of made separately. So they were both equals, you know?
Yeah.
Equality, feminism.
I mean, in the biblical sense, it makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, so Lilith is going around in the 80s. She wants to take over a fashion magazine because apparently that is the main. Source of media for
TikTok
it's a popular
for TikTok
kids. Yeah, a popular source of media, and that her influence can get pushed more efficiently to the masses, and then she can kind of break down men in general, or seduce men, or seduce the masses into like coming to evil, coming to the devil, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in the 80s, this is like kind of also riding the wave of Satanic Panic. There's a lot of worldly things that you as a Christian or as a good moral person should not be involving yourself with, especially if it's sexual.
Yeah, in nature. And the fact that it was a fashion magazine, it had to do with like vanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mentioned too.
One of the seven deadly sins, right?
Yeah. Well,
it's not vanity.
Yeah, I think so. It is. Yeah, vanity. I think it was one. Yeah. It is because. Oh my God, Al Pacino says it in
Devil's Advocate. Yeah.
My favorite sin.
Vanity.
Yeah, he has a better one. But I was trying to do a more subdued Pacino, bro. Right?
What, dude? He's not subdued in that movie at all, dude. He's like over the top as hell, dude.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is kind of weird though. It's like magazine. When the TV, I mean, TV was real big in the 80s. I mean, you know, wouldn't that make more sense for her to be on like MTV or some shit?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, if that particular medium, that medium is like saturated, I don't know.
MTV, she needs to be on a motherfucking Motley Crue, a music video.
Who is this? She's trying to be Tawny Katane, right? Tawny Katane is already like taking over MTV at this point. Rat,
Poison. She could have been on any of those, and that would have been disseminated much better than, I mean, a magazine. Yes, magazines were pretty big at the time, I suppose, but, and also in a fashion magazine.
Yeah.
Women read fashion magazines. She should have been in a Playboy or Hustler or something like that. That would have been made more sense.
A Hustler is beneath a demon called Lilith, right? No.
Okay, Playboy, because that's classy.
Yeah, that's airbrushed, people whatever.
For the article.
Yeah. could you imagine a all-powerful ancient evil demon wanting to be an Hustler? Can you imagine that?
What were some of the other ones? Some of the worst ones. There's
the Gallery.
Hustler was. Yeah, there's some other. I can't remember the names.
Hey, don't ask questions. Wow. Why I know that, right?
Well, there's don't some that ask. Are even more like pretty bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think like. Well, here's the thing, though. I guess you're right. I guess she doesn't really discriminate in who she seduces in this movie. So I guess that would sort of make sense. Maybe she's trying to make the women more... because she almost seems like she gives her power... Well, she seems like she almost gives some of her power to the women occasionally. Like in this movie. I don't know. Didn't she kind of got that with the owner of the magazine? Like she kind of got a little bit of like the... Anyways.
Well, I mean, the thing is like she seduces men. She just seduces women also,
mm-hmm.
And that's also like a big no-no, I guess, at the time because I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's someone who's just like sexually fluid. That's pansexual, as were the term we're doing today.
Yeah. Do you think that scene where, to be honest, man? Did you think in that scene where she was like seducing Rita that they were gonna like 69?
Yeah. Yeah,
because the way she was like down by her legs, yes, and then I was like, what is going on here? By the way, this movie, I think we talked about it when we were watching it, could have easily been Cinemax
Erotica
After Dark, big time. They did a little bit more softcore sex, like, you know,
there was some in there. Scenes. There was some.
There was, but they needed a little bit more, and it could have pushed it to that. I think that would have done well for this movie because they would have got a lot of, which I don't know, maybe it did get a lot of play like on Cinemax or HBO or like, you know, I don't know, in the 90s. I've never seen this before.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, at the time that you're telling me this movie would have come out, like, mm-hmm. I was watching HBO and Cinemax at the time. So, like, I never noticed this movie at all. And trust me, I noticed some movies,
mm-hmm.
but this one never came onto my radar.
Need a more saxophone. Then I could have easily been pushed into that realm.
And let's not forget to mention that the guy that is Johnny Cage, actually is the main character in this movie. And
Johnny Cage.
Could I tell you that I did not know this motherfucker's name at all, even when he was in Mortal Kombat. His name is Lyndon Ashby. What the fuck? Like, I never... Like, I can guarantee you, not one person, maybe like a really hardcore Mortal Kombat film fan would have known this. I never knew this guy's name until today.
I bet you're going to tell me his name's Johnny Cage in the movie, but in real life, his name is Robert Freed. Never mind. Cage free, you know, you get it. Yeah, and we crazy surprise, the goofy ass sidekick in this movie apparently is a pretty prolific actor.
Yeah, creature, that was a shock.
Creature actor.
A shocker, yeah.
I don't know what the guy's name is,
Doug,
but
Doug Jones, I think is his name.
Yeah. He played the goofiest, silliest ass guy in this movie. Turns out he was in Emmy nominated movie, what is it?
The Shape of Water. He was a creature.
Water. I'm like, what the
He's been in quite a few Guillermo del Toro movies.
Yeah.
Playing like the main monster thing.
Yeah.
And
he was pretty prolific. I mean, he's got a lot of movies under his belt. He's never been like a main character. I mean, although arguably I guess Shape of Water is sort of like a main person, but yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Right, for sure, yeah. And, I mean, surprisingly, like, I had mentioned to you, one of the other characters, Helen Martin, the old black Christian woman.
Yeah.
I remember her from the show 227, right?
I never seen that.
I used to watch a lot of sitcoms when I was younger, and this was one of the funnier ones because it was a spinoff of the Jeffersons, I believe, because the maid of the Jeffersons had her own show, which was 227. And then
what's so funny is I heard somebody talking about this. I'd never seen it, but that okay, yeah.
The Maid of the Jeffersons was the show, like turned into the show 227, and it had that main breakout character Jack Hay, who ended up becoming one of the moms in Sister Sister. You know, don't ask me how I know this fucking lineage of shit. I just do. But
like the character became the mom?
No. Like the lady Jack Hay. That's the name of the person. She became the mom became the mom in Sister Sister to Tia and Tamara, whatever their last names are. Sister. Yeah, that one. but like the old black woman, Helen Martin, she kind of comes out. She's just kind of in the background for a long time. She drives a cab. And
Yeah.
It's just she's like kind of following. She said she's been following Lilith for a long time, and she knows how to destroy her and all this other kind of stuff. I just
kind of reminds me of the homeless guy in Destroy All Neighbors. Like, you think he doesn't have like a big purpose in the movie, and he ends up being
She's actually the one that
she's just some crazy woman, and then
she's the one that has the dagger that can kill Lilith, mm-hmm. and it just so happens to be like one of those snaky looking daggers.
Yeah. The ones you get at any Renaissance festival.
Surprise, surprise, the way to kill her is through the heart, which could kill any human being anyways.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Like what?
What's her weakness?
Well, what's her weakness?
You know what her weakness is?
Dick?
What's apparently the opposite of lust?
Oh, love. Yeah.
That's the power of love.
Yeah, like the thing that apparently Johnny Cage and this woman that he just met and apparently performs back rubs on are the epitome of true love, which is the only thing that can destroy.
Come on, guys.
It's the only thing that can destroy.
That's all love, man.
Yeah,
when he was giving her the back rub, that's all love. Dude.
Yeah, and that scene where they were actually banging and they showed that we saw her breasts and his butt, that was love.
That was
the epitome of love in a physical form.
A lot of Johnny Cage ass, man. A lot of Johnny Cage ass.
Yeah, I will say that like overall this movie, like it was surprisingly enjoyable. You can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can check it out on YouTube.
I can't find it. I didn't see it streaming anywhere. Yeah, not on Tubi.
Surprisingly, I'm still shocked by this. Like, all full nudity on YouTube. What? When did this happen?
You can find, dude.
I know there's movies like that. I don't know how they get away with it. I know there's movies like that. Yeah.
But I would say definitely take a gander at it. I don't know how long it'll be up, or how long it has been up on YouTube, or how long they'll keep it up on YouTube. I don't think anyone's claiming copyrights in this movie, but
yeah, it's probably free for all right now.
It definitely has that 90s aesthetic. There's other movies like, I don't know, maybe I'm mistaken, but don't you feel like it kind of had almost like a like this could have been like a Wishmaster movie. Like, you know what? I don't know how to explain it. There's this movies made in the 90s. It's almost not like, I don't want to say made for TV movie, but this was very much shot, like I was saying, like a Cinemax After Dark, mm-hmm. because yeah. Almond Keen's Red Shoe Diary thing. Like, I don't know how to explain it. The lighting and like, I don't know, but
that is until that scene that reminded us of Society. Man. That was like body horror to the nth degree with that. That was
great, man. They shaved it to the light, like close to the end. Because that's where they blew all the budget on. Yeah, although I will say the effects, the gore in this movie, very interesting. Yeah. A lot of knee injuries in this movie, guys. Fuck ton of knee injuries in this movie. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You know that ACL that first kill, impaled by a spring,
an elevator spring. I've never seen that before. That was, I think it did the thing too. He went on and it was still kind of like, it did that. Like, but what was interesting was that the guy, it was a bizarre choice, which I actually appreciate, but breaks the window, big window pane comes down, cuts the guy's kneecap off. Never seen that in a movie. You could have cut his whole leg off. They didn't choose to do that. Just the fucking kneecap.
But I had mentioned to you, Bryce, I was like, how much is his kneecap protruding that it was able to just slice off that part of his knee, you know? Like,
well, when it broke, I guess he could move his leg in a little bit. And that, you know, it's like, as it broke, his knee maybe like gave, because he was like, oh, I mean, that's another thing too. I mean, that guy was like.
Yeah, he was like just in that fucking glass. Like,
that was a great scene.
He was so horny.
Yeah, dude. It's like his boner broke the glass, like, psh, and that's why it fell. But they could have done that. The dick could have got cut off. But no, they did the kneecap, which I was like, you know, it's a little highbrow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and on top of that, he was walking around with a cast on his whole fucking leg through the whole movie until the girl decided to impale him with a fucking pipe.
It was the tire wrench.
Right through his fucking kneecap again.
And then Johnny Cage hits his knee.
Yeah.
On the fucking Corvette.
What is the significance of the knee injury, though? That's what I'm worried about. I'm curious about.
Is there a story of like Lilith and Adam and the knee or something? Like, I don't know. Maybe she was made out of the knee.
Maybe she weakened his knees. You know, and he had to. Mm. He was on his knees a lot, giving her the.
Well, giving her the tongue action or something.
You know.
Well, maybe yes, or maybe you're saying that she was defiant of Adam. So maybe, as we all know, as we all get older, the knees rebel quite a bit. You know. And,
yeah, I'm experiencing that right now, right at this moment.
Yeah, that scene was so great though, and he's like there watching the other guy like try to get with Lilith, and he's just like. No. That was so. Oh, and that was nothing we want to talk about, man. We're talking about like geographical location and Madame Web. This fucking movie defies spatial like reasoning, dude. Like, I don't know. They cuts from them at the club. She's taking that guy home. It looks like to show a tower, like a high rise building.
Yeah,
like, it looks like the lobby of a hotel.
Yeah. I even said that to you. I was like,
ground floor.
I was like, are they in the fucking lobby of a hotel right now?
I didn't think about it. I was like, well, maybe it's just a nice, like, weird. I don't know. And then, and then
the guy shows up.
That he just comes right up to the door, glass door, like what was like the front entrance to the building. Yeah, but yet she calls him into the fucking elevator shaft, and he falls like three stories down.
Yeah,
unless this thing has like three stories of basement or something. I don't know. It was just fucking weird. I was like. I was getting confused. There was like other scenes too where I was like getting dizzied by like, what in the hell is going on with this scene, man? It's like all over the place, but
it's just a weird movie, dude.
Oh, it's great though. I love it.
No, yeah, it's right up my alley as far as like a horror movies is concerned. In fact, it brought in another horror movie that we're fond of, and that's Pumpkinhead, because apparently Lilith shares like resemblance to Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead with wings, man. At the end, like that was another thing too. You could tell, like, okay, we're really gonna show off the effects here, man. Yeah. Like, I want her to just really with the wings, like, and she's like,
yeah.
But,
man. And it had, I just wanted to bring up the fact that the lady who is, has been in a lot of, apparently horror, a lot of horror movies, who's a sister of the character that Johnny Cage is in love with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was in Trilogy of Terror, in the very classic yep. ending scene where she's like banging the knife on the ground and she has that fucking, that scene always creeps me out to this day because it just looks strange. You know, and she has like those big fucking teeth and she's just like, mm-hmm. whatever yeah. the fuck. And then she was also the mother in Rob Zombie's movies. Like, I think it was like House of a Thousand Corpses. She's like the,
oh, that's right.
The yeah, trash yeah. mom, you know.
She's been on a couple of, she's in Devil's Rejects too.
Was she?
That's what it said. I mean, I don't know. And of course, according to IMDb.
Oh, yeah, Rejects. You're probably right. Yeah. I don't remember too much of those movies. I have seen them a few times. But Rob Zombie after like Devil's Rejects, I followed Lords of Salem and I hated the Halloween movies that he made. And when he did 31, I thought that was the most boring piece of shit movie I'd ever seen.
I never saw that one. I saw Lords of Salem. I need to rewatch it.
Don't bother watching 31. Like I tried watching it and I was like so bored to that whole movie. I had to like, I tried to finish it, but I left it like 3/4 of the way, and I was like, I can't finish this stupid movie. Mm. He's lost his way. I'll tell you what. Yeah. But yeah, this was an enjoyable movie, surprisingly. But yeah. I kind of felt like I was gonna love it already because of that one scene that just again comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I like how they. When he falls on the stairs and the skulls are like making the, you can tell they're like plastic skulls are like,
yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. That's
the, describe the scene. I mean, like, there's a guy with his eyes like yeah. bubbles
that
coming
was
out.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
That the lady with the big boobs with the faces underneath, she raises
her
tits.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, man.
And
yeah.
she's like,
yeah, she's like moving them around. And it's like, there's like
faces underneath.
I don't know. It's like,
It reminded me like of that memorable scene in Society whenever he says, mm-hmm. What does he say? Like, I guess I am a butthead. Yeah. Fucking assholes. Just
yeah. When you sent it to me, that clip for Night Angel, I thought it was.
Yeah. I thought first. It was too. Like, I was like, did I remember this scene from Society? Yeah. And I like, read the caption, you know?
Yeah. And there's like a girl holding a decapitated head. And she's like, tugging the spinal column. I don't know, man. It's like the scene where he comes back to the office and they're all, I guess Lilith is taking over and they're all just, everyone's just like screwing. And they have like the gratuitous slow-mo, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like running.
Yeah.
He runs past the people that are like,
they're banging and they're just like, roar, roar, roar.
Man, I don't know, dude.
Oh, great. Great I had a good time watching this movie. I'll tell yeah. you, like, I would love to own this movie if yeah. it's even available.
I don't know
on
if you
DVD.
Can even
like,
find it to, like, physical.
I mean, the only thing I can tell you that I can probably do is rip it off of YouTube, yeah. you know. But yeah, I would imagine that this is, if it's on YouTube and there's no like copyright attachment to it or like it hasn't been taken down, I would imagine it's like maybe it wouldn't be like public domain or I don't know if anyone owns the rights to this or what. Like,
I don't know, but it makes me wonder if I didn't know about this movie, could there be other movies out there?
I'm sure there's plenty of other movies that we don't know about.
Yeah, man, I want to. I mean, I want to find them. Yeah, I want to see more 90s.
We need the help of other podcasters out there. All right, any other podcasters and. Movie specifically, niche of the movie reviewer or the movie discussion podcasters out there to like kind of throw movies our way, because if we don't want to be left out of like something like I'm going to use a heavy quotes on this, good as this
yeah,
movie was.
Use that term loosely.
As good as this movie was to us, I don't know if there are any others out there. And yeah. I would like to know.
I feel like the 90s, especially that era of the 90s, a very excuse me, overlooked. Thank you. Overlooked for me, anyways. I know there's another movie I want to check out. It's called Playground. I think it's something like that.
Has nothing to do with the book, movie.
No.
How do you spell the guy? How do you say the guy's last name? Aaron was Beauregard. Beauregard.
I think it's Beauregard.
Yeah. We did both read that already, and like as the TikTok sensation of extreme horror is concerned.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I don't know. For me, like, I'm sure for you as well, Ray, but I'd say probably the grossest part or whatever, the most shocking part is at the very beginning of the book with the
If you get past that, everything else is gravy. You know, like.
Yeah. I would even say, man, I'll tell you, at the end, I got a little emotional.
Actually. Yeah, you did. You said you did, yeah.
The guy who ends up being the hero of the book, I was like, man, I felt kind of bad for this guy.
It surprisingly, a book like that can make you feel something, surprisingly, but may speak to the author's...
He's a pretty good writer, man.
Talent, you know? Stuff. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's pretty good.
Because, I mean, it seems like he goes, like, fucking hard on the fucking grotesque and then kind of brings it down to, like, some kind of a relatable human emotion, you know?
Yeah.
Surprisingly. It's not just... Yeah. It's just not, like, spectacle, the book, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... anything else you want to mention about Night Angel, Bryce? I mean...
It's
tearing you apart.
It is, man. No, I mean, just check it out. I think we've kind of said everything we can about it. It was very enjoyable. I just it was a shocker for me. I had never heard of it, so yeah. It was a pleasant surprise. It suffers from, like, it's, you know, what can you say? It's like pretty much any low budget movie, you know, it's going to have its flaws. I mean, you're not watching this for, I don't know, like what, like the premise or story. I mean,
cinematography, the acting, the storyline. Yeah. This is heavy B movie.
Oh yeah.
Stuff. And that's like right up our alley. You know, I mean, that's not everyone's cup of tea.
This part doesn't even need to be said. Like, this is the reason we watch these movies. But
I mean, we're fans of, like, if anyone's been following CineQuest video from the very beginning, we like not the best movie, they're not best rated movies, you know, but movies that we enjoy, be it the first episodes that we talked about were movies about breakdancing, Breaking 1 and 2, and then Breaking 2, which is Electric Boogaloo, and then Ninja 3 Domination, which is one of my favorite, they're three of my favorite movies of all time, but... I mean, I wouldn't say they are of the caliber of high film art, you know?
Yeah.
Universally speaking, I mean, they are for me, but as far as, like, people who would consider film an art form, it's just shit. I won't say shit, but it's beneath like someone who would be considered an artistic type of endeavor. You know,
yeah,
but again, I mean, it is subjective, so there's that.
Well, yeah, don't go talking about, you know, comparing this to what we said about Madam Web. This is subjective, right?
Madam Web is objectively bad.
That could be put to the scientific method. How bad that movie is, you know what I mean?
There's going to be studies brought up on Madam Web and
the psychological effect of people who went and saw this movie. Like,
Ray, I don't know. I can't sleep at night. I keep thinking about.
Keep thinking about John's
acting.
No.
I'm trying to think of Dakota Johnson's career and what this entails for her future. You know.
Yeah, man. I don't know. What do you have to say about it, Ray?
I liked it a lot, man. When you put it on, I know you were like looking for it. We were just kind of like hanging out in your apartment because. I took my dogs to the vet and just so happened to be in the area. And we were just kind of sitting around finding something to watch on YouTube. And then I had mentioned, hey, like, I wonder if we can find that movie. And I had to go up and look what the name of it was because I didn't remember. And
I didn't either.
It was Night Angel. And then you were going through, like, searching through the Roku and finding, like, no, It's nowhere to be found. And then I was like, kind of like forgot that you're even looking for the movie. And then you were like, oh, I found it on YouTube. And I was just like, of course, that would be the place.
Yeah, when I did a search for it. When I did a search for it on Google, like on my phone, it came up and there was like a clip for it, like a trailer. And then I saw, I was like, oh, wait a minute, but this is like an hour or something long. So I was like, oh, no, this is the actual full movie. And they have the original VHS trailer there too on YouTube, which that was kind of cool. That narrator at the beginning of the movie, he sounded really familiar. Like I've heard him do, I can't remember what movies he's narrated, but he's a pretty like big like guy that with the voice, you know what I mean? Right. It's not the movie guy, the movie trailer guy, but that voice is very like, I'll have to see who does the narration, but yeah, man.
Yeah, enjoyable movie. If you like body horror and if you like kind of like tasteless B movie type of, or even like Cinemax erotica type of late night Cinemax movies, this is like for you. That's what this reminded me of, man. It really does fit that genre and just the look of it too. And if you're a fan of Johnny Cage, or at least the guy who plays Johnny Cage, you can check this movie out.
Raiden,
you know?
Raiden doesn't come out.
No, Raiden doesn't come out. Neither does Sonya Blade. Neither does anyone who plays. Neither does Liu Kang. You know, like none of them come out. You know. But yeah, like
Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade, like in that scene, but like in Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah, and look, let's be real here. Every one of us, as young dudes, wanted to see that fucking scene.
Oh yeah, man!
Everyone was in love with Sonya Blade. No matter
did they ever
what.
Make like a Mortal Kombat porn parody?
Probably. The one thing that funny, we used to do back
When they're about to like bang, it could be like Mortal Kombat.
Combat. Excuse me. The one thing we used to do that we haven't done in a long time in CineQuest video reviews or even when just talking the discussion about a movie is the segment we used to have was called Does It Porn Parody? And when we did Mortal Kombat, we didn't do that either because we discussed Mortal Kombat and that discussion was so fucking long. We had to break it up into two episodes.
Oh, Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Well, because we did Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and like that, I think it was like running like close to three and a half hours.
Sure, we didn't do. I feel like we could have. We didn't do the porn parody on that one.
We didn't. No. We stopped after a while right now, because like here's the thing is that there's a lot of segments that we did that we kept up like for a few episodes, and then I would forget that we even did that. And because I think the last thing we initially did was Teenage Mutant 10-inch Turtles or something like that. 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles is what it was called. And that is exclusively on Patreon. If you want to check that out, you have to give some money for that. You can listen to the audio, the unedited audio of 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles review that has quite a few of us on there. It has myself. It has... Roland has Adanya and has Daniel. Were you on there as well?
Yeah.
You had, like, it's like five of us on there talking about this porn parody, which we found somewhere and we watched it and it's just terrible, you know, but we were talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles whenever we were going to discuss that, so.
But I already have it in my head what a great scene would be for the Mortal Kombat porn parody, man, is like, you could have, I think you already know what's going, man. You have Johnny Cage, he does his split, and then he fists the chick like that.
And instead of her like dying, she just fucking like,
Woo. Yeah. Yeah, he's just like.
Anyway. Anywho.
Yeah. Hey, check out Night Angel.
Check out Night Angel. It's on YouTube. I will leave a link to it in the description below. And that way you can enjoy all the nonsense like we did. Please, if you did like this review or this discussion, please rate and review us on any of the podcast episodes that you are listening on. And if you are on YouTube, please like and subscribe. I'm gonna go radio voice on this as best as I can. If you'd like to support us in any way, when it, if it includes monetarily, you can go to www.patreon.com/MoQuestStudios, or you can buy a t-shirt at or some kind of merch sticker, whatever, at Teespring. All the links are down below. Or you can just share this. That'll help us a lot too. But if you're tight for cash like the rest of us are, just like, subscribe, share it. Doesn't take but like less than 10 seconds to do so. And we would really appreciate it. And if you want us to discuss any more movies that are like trash, or you have any suggestions for us movies to watch that we have not seen, especially like in this vein, in this genre, tell us down below in the comments. We really appreciate it. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Back to you with the weather, Johnny.
We'll see you next time. Bye.